The 24th Sunday after Pentecost, the reading is taken from Romans chapter 13. Brethren, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is comprised in this word, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love of our neighbor worketh no evil, love therefore is the fulfilling of the law. Please stand for the gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 8. At that time when Jesus entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awakened him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus saith to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? And rising up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. But the men wondered, saying, What manner of man is this? For the winds and the sea obey him. Please be seated. That we may suffer for our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This idea of suffering for our sins is found in the collect of today's Mass. As I mentioned, it's taken from the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Also, this month is dedicated to the poor souls in purgatory. And so, obviously, it's always good then for us to contemplate and to think about these poor souls. As I mentioned to you, you can gain the plenary indulgence for them these first 8 days. So taking advantage of that opportunity to try to help them. Because with purgatory, we know that it's a place of purgation, a place of cleansing, that the sins that we commit during this life, they must be repaired for in one way or another. And granted, obviously, the best is to try to do it here. As St. Augustine says that he'd rather spend his purgatory on earth than afterward. And so that is one of the intentions, that we try to spend it here, that we try to offer sacrifices and penances in reparation for our sins. We have to realize that with the poor souls in purgatory, they are no longer pilgrims. We've talked about that idea before. And the understanding that we are all pilgrims in this life, that we're traveling to, obviously, a holy place, which is heaven. But then at the moment of our death, we cease to become wayfarers or pilgrims any longer. And so everything is done for us at that point. One, especially the fact of understanding then, we can no longer receive any merit or any graces to help us then for our eternity. So it's cut off at that point. And so when someone dies, the tribunal is established, they're judged, and so therefore they would go to heaven, hell, or purgatory. And so most souls that are in the state of grace will still have to spend some time in purgatory to make up for that. And that is the case because we realize that through our sins, we sin against an infinite God, and so therefore we must make reparation for that. We must repair for the damage that has been done to Almighty God. And so we look at our sins, and even with just venial sins, it says the just man falls 7 times a day, and so even with our venial sins, we still have to repair those. And that's why it's a good practice to even confess our venial sins. Thanks be to God that we don't have any mortal sins to confess. You can still confess your venial sins, because otherwise you will still have to repair for them later on. But granted, we can have then even our mortal sins that maybe we've confessed. If we still haven't done sufficient amount of penance for them, that is also then therefore we will have to spend the time in purgatory for that. And so that's why even when we die in the state of grace, most souls will have to spend some time in purgatory. Unless we try to knock it off in this life. Chip it off little by little. And that is why it is a good practice then to do penance, to offer sacrifices, these little things that we can do on a regular basis too. Not necessarily that it has to be in the penitential time periods for us, But in understanding that idea, and that's why it's a good reminder to us when we look at the poor souls in purgatory for this month. You know, we can go, we can pray for them, we can visit them at the cemetery, and that is something that we can also help them by doing so, just by that little act of going out to the cemetery for us. I mentioned to the parents that obviously during these, especially these first days of November, but through all of November, we'll give the opportunity for the children to visit as a class, say, to visit the cemetery. One, to give them the habit of praying for poor souls. But then for them to have that opportunity then to gain this plenary indulgence for the poor souls. I mean, if you think about that, over 120 students, all those souls trying to gain that for them. And so that should be something for all of us, our intentions, to try to gain this indulgence for them. Because by helping them, we help ourselves. Because they truly will remember their benefactors later on. And that's why it's so important for us to take advantage of that practice. We all have loved ones, we all have family or friends that have passed on, that are deceased. We cannot forget them. I mean, there's a famous saying that a lot of times are put on sometimes the memorial cards. You know, we loved them during life, let us not forget them after they leave this life. Which, how true that is. And so we can't forget our family and friends, our benefactors, our parishioners. We can't forget them, and we have that opportunity because we're blessed to have the cemetery right on our property. And so in some ways, there's no excuse for us not being able to visit that cemetery. Especially, say, on a Sunday when we're all coming to Mass, we have that opportunity for that. That is why last night, then, after the All Souls Day Mass, the 7 p.m. Mass for the Holy Name deceased members, we walked to the cemetery. Because the encouragement was for everyone to try to follow, whether in a car or whether then walking over for that, to pray for the poor souls, to take advantage of that, because they are suffering. And that is where, if you understand truly what purgatory really is, we say that purgatory has the same nature and intensity as the fire in hell. So it has the same intensity, it has the same nature of the fire. The only difference between the two of them, because I mean, you look in St. Thomas Aquinas in his Summa Theologica, I mean, he refers to purgatory as a part of hell. Because one, it's a part of hell, we know, because it lacks the vision of God. But then two, because I just explained, it has the same fire, the same intensity, the same nature that it has, that same fire as hell. But the difference is purgatory will be ending for the soul. They will get out at some point. But hell obviously is for all eternity. Once we're judged to go to hell, well, that is our state for all eternity. But at least with purgatory, we know at some point it will end. But then for those souls, they are reliant only on us. Because as I mentioned, as you end as a pilgrim or as a wayfarer in this life, once that is cut off, once that ends for you, you have no chance of gaining any merit or grace for your soul. Nothing can change the state that you are in at that moment of death. And so if a soul is judged for purgatory, God gives them a certain amount of time, unless through our charity and our generosity, that time is alleviated, it's lessened. But it's only through what we try to do for the poor souls. And that's why it's very good to have the poor souls remembered in the envelopes that we place at the altar. As I mentioned before, those souls are mentioned or remembered in every Mass that we say at this altar. For each of the memento for the dead, their name are remembered. And so that is something that you think about, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, remembering a poor soul. But do remember always, that's why it's good to also have Masses offered for people that are living still. Because once, if you have a Mass offered for someone who is deceased, you know, we would think that because the Mass has an infinite value, why doesn't it just take every soul out of purgatory? When a priest offers the Mass for the poor souls, why isn't purgatory cleaned out in a way? Why isn't everyone released from there? Because the infinite value that a Mass has. But do remember that it is based upon the dispositions of each of those souls. And so if during their life they didn't really see the value of Mass, or they kind of took it as, I come to Mass on Sundays or holy days and that's it, that's all I really need. If that was their disposition, well, then it wouldn't affect them as, say, someone who has a great fervor during the Mass. Because God will look and see this soul, well, they didn't really see the value of the Mass, so then why should they get the infinite value of it? In a way, it's only just. And so that's where then if you look at and truly see the value of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that is why you will have Masses offered for the poor souls, or have Masses offered for your family, or for your own soul even, during this life, because you will see then the value that it has for you. Because then when a Mass is offered for you, if you're still living, it can change your disposition. It can help you. It can increase your fervor. It can help you during your life. And so that's where you think about then the Masses that are offered pro populo for the people, for the parish. It is meant to try to help all of us to grow in sanctity, help all of us to see the value of the Mass itself. And so that's why those are so important for all of us. Or then if, say, a priest offers a Mass specifically for your intentions, say either you ask for it or another person asks for it. And that's truly why we say that is the greatest gift you can ever give someone is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Because it does. It has the potential of an infinite value for that soul. And so these are the things that when you have the chance to remember the poor souls, have a Mass offered for the poor souls, it's a good habit sometimes when people receive a grace, well, then they, therefore, in thanksgiving, they offer a Mass for the poor souls. Because they want to thank God in that way and then help the communion of saints. It helps the mystical body of Christ by having a Mass offered for them. So these are the little things that we can do for the poor souls. If we truly understood purgatory, we would want to help all of them. You know, helping, say, the one that is closest to getting out, or helping the one that maybe is least known or least prayed for. And then therefore, obviously, for your family, friends, those that we love, yes, we have to show that we truly love them even after they are gone from this world. Because they could be suffering in purgatory. And because we neglected them, because we don't pray for them anymore, how much did we really truly love them then? A lot of times it's easy to show the love when someone is here, they can reciprocate it to us. But truly, the poor souls will reciprocate that for us. When you have that devotion to them, when you pray for them, when you go out to the cemetery and pray for all of them, sprinkle holy water there. I mean, these are the practices that we should instill in ourselves and our children to understand truly then when you look at purgatory and what it means. It is a purgation. It is something that we must be cleansed of our sins before we see God for all eternity. And so therefore, these souls, yes, they go there willingly, as many of the spiritual authors will say, because they realize, well, to see God, I must be as perfect as I can be. And so that is why then also for us that we're still living, God has given us this time, we know not how long, that we must take advantage of that by offering sacrifice, by doing penances, by offering the little things in reparation for our sins, yes. Take advantage of that opportunity that you have. We don't know the window that God gives to us. I mean, it could be 20 years, it could be 50 years, it could be 100 years. God only knows. And so that is why then we have to try to take advantage of that now. Do the penances, do the sacrifices now, because as St. Augustine says, don't try to spend your purgatory afterward. Do it now. Try to do it now. And so, yes, for us, it's a great opportunity to help other souls. This mystical body of Christ, we see the help that we give to them, they will help us later on. And so now is a great time to try to do that. And so for these poor souls, yes, they are suffering, but they know that it will end because they have died in the state of grace, and they realize that it will end at some point, they will get to heaven. And then they will see God for face to face for all eternity. And that is the purpose of our life. That is why we are pilgrims, we're called. And so do take advantage of that. And as I say, I mean, I think the collect of the Mass says it well, that we will need to suffer for our sins, yes. We have to make up for them in one way or another. Going to confession, yes. Doing penance for them, true. But not always will that be sufficient to wipe away all of the punishment that is due to them. Due to our lack of disposition, due to our maybe not seeing the great need of the penances, or we're distracted during them, or even in a way if the priest hasn't given us sufficient enough. I mean, obviously we pray to try to equate the sins with then the punishment or the penance that is given to the soul. And so through any of these things, we may still have to make up for that. Or you think about the amount of venial sins that maybe we commit and we never confess. And so you have the opportunities to gain plenary indulgence at different times. These first 8 days are specific to just the poor souls. But also we can gain plenary indulgence at different times, which means everything is wiped out for us. It's a clean slate. All our sins and all the punishment that is due to them is completely wiped out. And so those are great opportunities for our souls to take advantage of that, when, especially when we consider purgatory. We consider this month of the poor souls. So hopefully this gives us a greater desire to help the poor souls, to work with truly the mystical body of Christ and understanding that. And so that from that, yes, all of us will gain eternity for all eternity. We'll gain heaven for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.